What's up, everybody? Welcome to our first podcast show. I'm Brian. I have Mimi on here, and what are you going by? Pooh Bear?
Pooh Bear.
All right, Mimi and Pooh Bear. We have some... do what, girl?
I said, what's up, everyone?
Oh, okay, girl. I couldn't hear you for some reason, but I got you now. All right, yeah. Well, today's our first podcast show. Welcome, and I hope that you enjoyed and download multiple podcast shows that we're going to put on here all the time. Going to come over here, and our topics today are going to be great. We're going to be talking about relationships and sex. So we're going to start off with that topic. So I'm going to ask some questions, and you're going to have to, you know, and I'm going to talk about the questions as well. But so how do you feel if they come in the restroom, and that's come, C-O-M-E, into the bathroom when you're using the facilities? Pooh Bear?
Talking about while somebody's taking a shit, you walk in?
Yeah, girl. Like, if you're taking a shit, girl, and that your partner walks in.
We have almost got to that level where you can sit there and just, like, because we leave the door open now while we piss. We don't care.
Girl, pissing is not a thing, girl. I'm talking about taking a nasty shit.
I know. I'm just telling you what we do. Sit there trying to get crunk with me about something. I'm trying to tell you exactly what you're talking about. You asked the question, I just answered it.
Okay, girl. So, Mimi, how do you feel about that?
Well, he likes the door. So, he doesn't like me, like, in the same bathroom when he takes a shit. And I don't like it either. Now, peeing is different. He'd leave the door open, and I would come in. I didn't know what his dick looked like. So, it's not like he'd be like, oh, what are you looking at? Nothing like that. So,
girl, okay.
The part, yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know me?
See, I'm not in a relationship, but back in the day, whenever I was, I would, like, leave the door open when I took a piss, but, like, when I took a shit, it was, like, different, you know, I had to close the door. They've walked in, girl, you know, like, whenever I was with my partner for 3 years, girl. When I was with my partner for 3 years, I really didn't care, you know, it was like, what the fuck ever, you already know what my shit smells like, you know. The fuck yeah.
Well, what about farting? Did you fart next to him?
Hell yeah, I would. Shit, not the first couple of months, girl, but after a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Girl, okay, girl, and then say, "Oh, that was the dog." Girl, that was the dog, girl.
I never fart in front of him. He farts in front of me. Even like the third day we dated, and I've been with my big papa for like about 3 years. And he don't care. He'll fart right in front of me. He'll fart in bed. And
what about you? I can't do it.
I can't do it for some reason. I don't want to be like, have a fart contest with my boyfriend. That's, no. No. I'm a lady. I'm talking about ass dance. It's like, here, babe, go under the sheet. Smell that. No, hell no.
Girl, okay. What you do is you fart underneath the sheet, girl, pull the cover over his head, and make him smell that shit.
But you know,
girls really never fart for their dudes. I don't think I've really had anybody. Like Nick, you know, he's been married a couple of times, and he said that his girls fart next to him. So
yes, for calling him out, saying that he got married a couple of times.
Like girls, the dudes always say they don't even know when their girl's taking a shit most of the time.
Yeah, I wait when I take a shit. I wait till he goes to sleep or when he goes to work because. That's my private time. I gotta have my magazine and, you know, whatever. I don't have time.
What the fuck you doing? Seance and shit?
No, it's just y'all guys newspapers. I like to read my magazine or look at my BlackBerry and, you know.
Girl, on Facebook.com on the BlackBerry, girl.
Girl, I know.
Updating the status, taking the shit.
Okay, updating status, taking shit. And then I'm about to look at it. People kill me.
girl. And you know, right, they be on Facebook, girl. They be taking a shit, girl. And know damn well, every girl, do not lie, Pooh Bear, because I know your ass was on the shitter. Wait a minute. Texting what away, girl. About, texting hey, away on Facebook. Huh?
I said, you want to talk about webcams?
Girl, I'm not talking about webcams, girl. I'm talking about, like, you're taking a shit, girl, like,
you know. I know, you're talking about doing things in front of people, I'm just saying.
Oh, girl, hell yeah, I've been on a motherfucking webcam before. I don't care. Call me out, and you've seen me, so. Now what, girl? Hello? Next question. Okay. Moving right along. Here we go. Girl, I can't take you serious. All right. If your friend was cheating on their significant other, would you tell your partner about it?
Hell no.
So, like, if I was cheating on my partner and you knew about it, would you tell your partner about it?
My partner or your partner?
No, like, your partner. Like you would
tell...
Would
you tell your boyfriend yeah. what I tell my man?
I would know. I wouldn't know. Because you know why? Because my man doesn't want to hear that. You know, he's the type of guy, like, hey, guess what happened? Like, I don't care. So, I don't really tell him that. So, no.
It's in your relationship. If you open like that and y'all able to have that kind of conversation, you can.
Okay, girl, because I'll be afraid that if I tell them, they'll run over there to... You never know. They might have made best friends with my friends, You know,
exactly.
My friend's partner or whatever be telling over there this telling the beans, girl.
Cheating on his boy.
Thank you. Be telling everybody and their mama. Okay, starting a big ass drama war.
Mm-hmm.
He cheating, no. girl. He cheating. Leave his ass. That's what
and I wouldn't tell it. And it's like, say Brian was cheating on her man, and would I tell her his boyfriend? Hell no. Now he's cheating on Brian. I'd be speed out.
Okay, holding down speed dial number two. Hello?
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm, oh, my God.
Girl, okay, because friends do stick together. Friends okay, do stick together.
I will take my earrings and I will take my stilettos off and I will jump in, okay?
Girl, okay, I cannot take y'all serious right now about that. Because I know this is just true. I just know it's true. Girl, and girl, Mimi speaks her mind, Pooh Bear. Mimi speaks her mind, girl.
And if I break my nail, beating that motherfucker, I'm going to beat his ass again. Break my nail.
Girl, get your refill. $8.
Okay, I need
and I'll do you one better than that. I'll do you one better than that. I'll go pick you up and take him to him cheating.
Okay, girl, because I'm going to get out of the car and take my earring off. I'm just playing.
So I look at him in the bookstore. He in the bookstore.
Girl, go in room three. Go in room three. How do you know he's up in room three? Don't ask me no questions. Don't ask me no questions. Okay? Don't ask me no questions. I don't know why he's in room three, but that's where I saw him. Excuse me. All right. So, moving right along. Let's see. Okay, this is a good one. How old were you the first time you had sex? Go ahead, Pooh Bear.
I want the people first.
12.
12 years old? Was it? Girl, see, I'm not going to go in detail. Oh, yeah, because I forgot. Your mom already knows, so.
It started with that, I'll show you mine if you show me yours, gang.
Thank you. Where's my phone at? Because I need to put a beep on here. Okay, I had to put a beep on the air. Mimi?
Huh?
When was the first time you had sex?
First time what?
You had sex, girl.
Oh, what was that? I don't remember. That's so many years ago.
Girl, you're not that old.
Girl, I'm not even trying to remember the first time I had a sex. In a pickup truck at a beach with my baby daddy.
Scandalous.
Yes, for a pickup truck. At the beach.
So you've been with the same dude this entire time?
No, this is not. I'm with somebody else. I'm not with my baby daddy. Hell no.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not together.
Okay, and how old were you? That's the question. How old were you?
I was 13.
Oh, girl, starting off early, girl. Y'all, both of y'all. Yeah. Girl, what do I have much to say? I was like 12 or 13. And my first encounter was with a male, and it was very, very hot. And I think that's why I'm the way I am. But I have actually dated girls and guys. But my first was, like, I was 12 years old, and it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean,
girl, but it wasn't in the back of a pickup truck, girl. It was truth or dare. Yeah. Thank you. And girl, I went with a dare. Girl, I went with a dare, girl, and that dare was girl.
Well, a pickup truck.
Girl, in a house, yeah, in a house. So I know I ain't gonna get caught, girl.
Girl, we were like in the beach with a bunch of people, and like it was okay because they were doing their own thing. We were doing all our own thing, and we were spending the night on the beach. It was like summertime, and it was cool. The bed back there, and it was covered. It was like covered. You know, one of those covers that cover the trucks.
Oh yeah, like the back.
Not like that. It wasn't like open and so people could see us. No. Now let's have a truck shaking, but that's a different story.
Girl, yes, for the truck shaking.
Okay.
Well, that's what y'all both did in a bed.
Yeah.
I cannot take y'all serious today. Okay, let's see. Do you masturbate? Girl, I had to put that one out there. And I will go. I'll go first on this one. I'll go first on this one since I didn't have him win first yet. Yes, I do. And I have been caught. Girl, and I'm not going to tell you the story about that. And Pooh Bear, you better not say a fucking word. Girl, because I was trying to get off before I had to go to work, girl. And the day before, I was rolling. So, you know, I was kind of horny. So, you know, I had to release some pressure. But anyway, Pooh Bear. Okay. I knew. I said, let me say something before he's in here and said, calls me out, girl.
Pressure. we can say pressure. Like everybody.
I still think that everybody does it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I do it.
So, I mean, you know, it's like.
I don't care how long you've been together. Sometimes you know exactly how you want it.
Exactly. When you know, and you've been with your partner.
When I'm not with Big Papa and I'm in my house. And I'm horny. He's not gonna come drive at 3 o'clock in the morning. Come and come give me some sex. I gotta masturbate. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Okay.
Okay,
because that's girl, freaky girl at 3 o'clock in the morning. Girl, I forgot you'd be up that late sometimes. So.
Now you know I'm a night person. You know I'm a night person.
Yep, you're a nice person, girl. You are. You're my sister, girl.
There's nothing like when you're at home by yourself.
Okay, girl. Ain't got to relieve that little pressure. Don't do it whenever other people are around, girl, because you might get caught like I did. Girl, the door was shut and everything, girl. I mean, why would you come in there?
No, girl. When the door's locked. When
the door didn't lock, girl.
And no, when I'm trying to masturbate during the day, and when the door is locked, and my kids, mom, like really, what do you want? You're big enough to make your own breakfast. What do you want?
Okay, girl, banging on the door. Yeah. Open up the fucking door. I know what you're doing in there. You have a boy in there. Get your ass up. Get your ass up. Open this damn door. Don't be sitting over here locking this damn door.
Man.
Oh, shit. This is so funny. Okay.
Moving on
to the next question. We get off of masturbation. Because you do get off on masturbation. So we're going to move on to the next subject. All right. Let's see. Who do you believe is the dominant one in your relationship and why? I'm not in a relationship, so I can't answer. I can ask the question, and I can get some feedback, but...
Well, my man... So your purpose is, he doesn't run it.
He don't run it, girl?
I run it, but he thinks that... I let him think that he runs it, but I run it.
Girl, yes, and I hope, and girl, when he downloads this on his damn iPod, girl, he is gonna let you have it, girl, and that's gonna be where you ever sexually, emotionally, or verbally abused.
Whatever.
Ooh, you get the abuse like, route.
He acts like he trying to control me, but try to act like he's Big Papa, and this is what he said, and everybody said, "Ooh, you let him talk to you?" And say, "He don't act like this at home. He just is a front in front of y'all. He don't act like this at home because he knows who wears the pants." He's like, "Yeah, right. I wear the pants." Like, okay, I'm gonna let you think that.
Right.
Okay, because you know what? Because when he pissed me off and he gets horny and he said, come here, baby, come here," and I'm like, I don't feel like it. And the attitude changed real quick because I won't give him none or give him head or whatever. No.
Girl, okay.
Yeah, okay,
because. So, Doug.
Well, for me.
I mean, excuse me, Pooh Bear. Wait, Pooh Bear. What? Pooh Bear, I actually said your real name, so we'll cut that part out. So, Pooh Bear, go ahead on yours.
Yeah, I like to say, in majority of my relationships, I've always been the person that did most of the shock caller.
Girl, okay. Shock caller.
Yeah,
girl, I wish I had that queued up right now, okay? Because that would have been perfect.
Well, I mean, really, though, I really have. I've been the person that's always been making the decisions, usually. I'm the one that usually always decides on a lot of the issues that go along in our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Girl, where's your partner at? Where's your partner at? In bed asleep so he can't hear you say what you say? Girl, okay? Because, girl, he gonna get up, girl, and come over there and slap the hell out of you. I'm just playing. Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, yes for being mad at you already, girl.
It's not that type of mad. It's like, he came in, I'm doing 50 things already, and he acts like he just gonna sit there on the sofa and just chill out. I said, oh, okay, we'll just sit there, and I'm gonna do everything, girl, okay. Everything. I'm over here trying to deal with these fucking clothes. I'm in here dealing with the fucking dog. I'm dealing in here with getting dinner prepared. And I was trying to ice my cake. And that was important.
Girl, because you wanted that cake, girl. That spice cake with that cream cheese icing. That you did not give me a piece of. I wish I lived in North Carolina, girl, because I would be coming over, give me a piece of that damn cake.
Okay.
But yeah, so... But no, we're going to be all right. He's going to be fine. I'm going to go in there and start aggravating him.
Okay. Girl, does he have an iPod?
Yeah.
Girl, then he needs to download this our thing, girl. I can just see him up in the office, girl, just laughing his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Hell no, you'd be getting my ass in trouble.
Okay.
That's why you listen to on your lunch break.
Okay.
Get my ass fucked out.
All right, next question.
When you download this, please wait to after work or on your lunch break because we don't want y'all to get in trouble and get fired. Okay?
Girl, okay, because we do talk about some crazy stuff.
They're cussing us out, okay, because I'm just letting y'all know.
Right. But, you know, maybe their boss is going to be entertained with us, too. So.
Okay. Well, if your boss is there and he's cool with it, or she's cool with it, oh, well.
Okay, girl.
Is that our disclaimer?
Girl, no. That is not our problem that they lose their job for listening to us on the air, listening to us on their download.
Okay, that's where I said, don't.
Girl, that's y'all's problem. You better get checked up with your boss, girl. If your boss lets you listen to radio or whatever at work, go right ahead and download us, girls.
And we do fuck stuff, so I'm just letting you know we're not going to beep anything out, okay?
Okay, so fuck that. We're not beeping anything out.
Don't be listening to it in the office if you got an asshole boss or a bitch, okay? Because...
can't do it. You're serious.
All right, girl. Okay, move it on. Let's move along. If you have one day to live, what would you do, Pooh Bear? And I love this question. I love it. I fucking love this question. You have one day to live, girl. What would you do?
It's not going to be rude, this comment, but this is about to be really out there. I don't give a fuck. But seriously, I will break up and go on a fuck spree.
Girl, fuck it. If it's your last day to live, you might as well just fuck around and still be together.
Okay.
Baby, you either in or you out.
Girl, and you're going to be going in and out or something, okay?
This is why we cannot put this on the
Girl, you already in a car.
Because okay, y'all not about to get me in trouble.
Girl, that's not getting you in trouble. That's just a normal, simple question.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a simple question. If you have one day to live, what would you do? And you never know. That's just a question.
You know what? I would definitely change one thing. I would include him.
Okay, girl. You want to change it now? I want to put him in a threesome. That's what he going to say, girl.
Okay.
We've been like 15 people.
Oh, my Lord.
No comment, girl. No comment.
And don't act like it can't be done.
Thank you. Every hour on the hour. That's 24 people, girl, if you do one an hour.
Oh, good Lord.
So, Mimi, what would you do?
Damn.
If you had one day to live, what would you do?
Okay, don't. It would be cheesy, but this is me. I would spend time with my family, and then have all the sex I can with Big Papa, and I would fucking roll my balls off.
Girl, yes, roll my balls off.
Okay, I haven't done drugs in years, but if it was one, oh, and rob a bank.
This bitch,
she's
going on an adventure. I love
it. Okay, girl. She says she's rolling, robbing a bank, having sex, and spending time with family, girl.
Yes, rob a bank.
She's going rogue.
Let me stop. But yeah, I would spend time with my family because, you know, family to me is more important. It's important to me, you know? And then have lots of sex with my man and then roll my balls off and go rob a bank. Brian, you need to come rob a bank with me, too. No, I'm just kidding.
This is a girl.
Oh, you know what? Let me take that back. I'm going to go to Vegas. If I have one day to live.
You don't hear that in the background? Is that going to be you screaming?
That's something. You
got to
stick with your first mind.
Really? Okay, I'll see.
Because your first mind is first true instinct.
That's right. You're right. Let me take that. I'm gonna rob a bank.
Okay, girl. Okay. So what would I do? If I have one day to live, what would I do? I'm sorry, but I would have sex with over 24 people because I'm gonna try to make them come within like 5 minutes, girl, so I can get on to the next one. Because if I have one day to live, girl, my booty hole is gonna be so loose.
Ooh. Really, Brian? So sweet.
Girl, I'm telling you the truth, girl. I'm telling the truth. I'm going to be fucked. I'm going to suck some dick. I'm about to fucking party it up. I'm going to smoke as much weed as I can, do as much coke, and roll at the same damn time.
Okay.
So might as well take it all three into effect and do a good thing, girl. Because that's what we're going to do, girl. Girl, I would do a big-ass orgy, girl. Give me about 25 men. Give me about 25 men, girl. Gang bang me, bitch. Girl, it's going to be... girl, you're going to hear me sound like this, girl. You're going to be hearing me sound like this. Girl, okay. Girl, y'all can't take me seriously. I know. And our favorite word is, I can't take you serious. Sorry, that's mine. Now I got that from the Pooh Bear, so you know, have to go with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet that you seriously.
Okay. What is one thing that your partner does to you that make you crazy?
Crazy or happy crazy?
Let's do happy crazy. Or should we do the other one? No, let's do happy crazy.
Happy crazy?
Yeah.
I gotta think of this one.
Girl, and Pooh Bear already know what your answer is going to be. Go ahead.
This is actually you. Okay. The one thing that he does that makes me, like happy crazy, is he knows how to, work his hands. I'll put it that way. He knows how to give a massage. He really does. It feels really good.
Girl, give you a massage and stick one finger in your booty hole.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Girl, be like on those damn videos on XTube, girl, massages. It sure is a massage, girl, with a happy ending.
I can't take off seriously.
I swear, we're going to be getting our listeners saying, I can't take you seriously.
Okay.
He does really good with that. Like, he knows how to, give, a really good tension massage. And, he knows how to, just touch me to sit there and let me know that I really know that he cares about me. So I really can be cheesy with that statement there for you. So that's me.
And Mimi?
I love it when he surprises me. Like, I'm at work and he'll show up. And he do other things. And I could say morning sex. I could say, that's the right, little notes on the mirror saying I love you, and I could say that. But if I have a bad day at work, really bad day, and he shows up without calling me, just to surprise me, that makes me happy. That's just icing on the cake for me.
Oh,
that's just me.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. What would be mine?
Are you tearing up over there?
I'm over here trying to think. What would make me crazy about somebody?
No, it's what has somebody done.
Oh, yeah, to make me crazy. That's
somebody
right.
Do.
What has somebody done to make me crazy?
No, that's not it. That's not it either. We over here making up shit. That's not
girl. See, that's what you get for lying, girl. I knew you were lying. Girl, I know you love it when they're probably like having sex with you and stuff, but that's what makes me crazy is whenever my partner or whatever has sex with me or whatever, that makes me like get all wild and hot and bothered and get all crazy.
Happy, crazy.
Hell yeah, that makes me happy, girl. Girl, because you have to get off, girl. That makes me happy getting off.
Okay,
I agree. Everything you've ever asked on this damn show has been me answering it. Such damn
near. Getting off, girl. That's the way to do it, girl. That is the way to do what? It. So
now, what if I just make you crazy mad?
Crazy mad? Bitch, if that bitch is cheating on me and I find out.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Girl, don't not keep moving. Come on, you're the one that brought up that question. So what? Basically, mine is if they get caught cheating on. If you're cheating on me and I catch you, bitch, it's on, girl. I'm about to take off my damn nail. I'm gonna bite my nails down so I can hit you because I'm not gonna rip off my whole nail.
And I'm crazy.
I don't have no fake nails, girl. I'm just saying I got real nails. I'm biting those bitches down so I can knock the shit out of somebody.
I tell Big Papa, if I find you some bitch, I will beat her ass, and after I beat her ass, I'm going to beat your ass. Simple as that. Oh, yeah, I'm crazy. And he's like, you can hit me all you want, but that's not going to hurt me. I said, that's all right. I like your car, right? You love your car, right? And he's like, yeah. Okay. It's going to be hard driving with four flat tires and broken windows.
Girl, hold on. We got to beep that out, girl. Okay. Girl, just violent, girl. Going to end up in jail if anything happens to this car like that.
Okay. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Texas don't play.
Okay, girl. They did not play in Texas. Girl, they'd be like, where are they broadcasting from? Okay. Bitch, we overseas. Hello? Nah. We got someone in North Carolina, two of us in H-Town. And if you don't know what H-Town is, look it up. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's about Crazy Matt. It's Priscilla Turner.
What's my friend?
Mimi already just said it.
I just said it.
Oh, she said cheat?
Yeah, she said cheating too. What did you say, girl?
That wasn't the premise of the question.
What makes you mad, girl? What makes you mad?
That makes you crazy.
What made me mad?
Oh, makes you
crazy sad.
Oh, crazy mad?
Like, from my man or from anybody?
No, from your man, girl. From your man.
See. You know what makes me, like, pissed off? I'm mad at him about when I cook dinner for, like, me and his mom and dad and him, right? And his mom wants him to come to the table and eat. And I've been cooking, like, all evening, cooking his favorite food or whatever he wanted to eat, right? I'm cooking, and I say, hey, your mom wants you to come eat. He's like, okay, I'm coming. I hate when he just grabs a plate, take a bite, okay, I'm going back to my office, and go back to the office to work. Like, really? That just freaking pissed me off. It makes me so mad. I'm like, really? You're going to come eat here? Don't you work enough at work? And he's like, I don't want to be at the table. That's not the point. To bring your ass back here and eat with us. And he gets mad because I make him go back there and eat. I hate that. I'm like, I cook you dinner. At least sit at the goddamn kitchen table and eat dinner with me.
Girl, vent.
Okay, bitch. She on a tear.
Okay.
She vent. No.
I feel her anger.
No, we understand you, girl. Because I would be mad, too.
Would you be pissed off that you've been cooking all evening and he comes home from work and all he wants to do is get on his computer and watch TV in his office and eat food there and not come downstairs and eat with you? Would you be pissed off?
Oh, yeah, I would be mad.
Bitch, you right. I'm about to light some smoke or incense around here and get my thumb symbol, bitch, because I feel you.
That's he knows that's my pet peeve. I do not like it. And he'd be slick and trying to come get his plate. I said, Where are you going? And he's like, nowhere. I'm sitting right here. Exactly. You're sitting right there. You're going to eat dinner with us. Your computer's going to be there. You're not going nowhere. Good Lord. I swear. But yeah, that's my pet peeve.
I think that everything that, not everything, but things that make you crazy in your relationship, like that can make you crazy mad, I think they all deal with food. Because you just sit there and you cook something, and all of a sudden, they act like they don't want it or don't like it. That reaction pisses off. Because you're sitting there, and you've already put things together in your head. You already have the plan made. You have the food cooked. You have everything proportionate just right. Looks like, man, there's something that
comes off the Food Network channel.
And then all of a sudden they act like they don't want it.
Yeah.
Or they only eat one bite and talking about I'm full. Bitch, you could have said that before I made your fucking plan.
Okay, girl. I know you mad, girl, when some shit happens. Like that. I would be mad, girl.
Hell.
Package this shit back in the refrigerator another type of way so it can be put up for leftovers. And then you sit there and look at me all inside my head like you supposed to feel like I'm supposed to be hard for you because you want to eat my shit. I don't give a fuck. Don't eat.
Right.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah, I would be mad. That would be like... That would just make me pissed. Because that's actually happened to me, and that just makes me just feel like mad. Or
when you clean up, they come and just fuck it up right behind you.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Girl. Okay. Trust.
Yes. You just got your pillows right, everything's fluffed up, and everything's on the right side, and you have your shit looking like it should be in Home and Garden magazine, and all of a sudden they kind of fuck up and sit right between the cushions and fuck it all up, have everything all wet.
Girl, because you know it's true. It's true.
I feel it's fucking valid. I don't give a fuck. That shit irritates me.
Okay.
But when I wash all the dishes and put them up, then you get one cup, get a drink of water of it, and throw it right back in the fucking sink. Bitch, you could have filled it all the way up and took it with you.
Thank you. Girl, take that drink with halfway, girl, back over there on the way down to sit down, girl. They have a sip out of it. Is like, can you fill up my drink? Bitch, did you just come from the kitchen?
Sarah.
I hate it.
I remember that shit. That was funny ass shit right there.
I hate it when you're drinking the same thing, right? And he gets up and fills his glass and don't fill up your glass. Or ask you, hey, do you need a refill? And you sit down and I'm looking at him like, you didn't ask me if I want a refill. And then he's like, well, you didn't tell me. And I said, I shouldn't have to tell you. You should have asked me.
Okay.
Okay.
Drink before you walked over there.
That's that white man can't jump movie shit. That's what Rosa was sitting on his lap talking about. When you thirsty, I thirst, or whatever the fuck she said.
Right. Okay.
Like we supposed to be mind readers. You right? I guess it goes both ways. And it's funny how we have most things to say about crazy math and crazy funny.
Okay. Okay. So let's see what else. Who is the person you admire most and why?
I admire my mom. Man, I admire my mom. My mom been through so much crap when she was younger. She dropped out of high school when she was like 8 years old because my grandma passed away. She had to work in the field. You know what I'm saying? She worked her butt off just so we don't have to be poor. You know, and I give my mom so much respect, and I admire her, and I just hope I hope I have the same spirit as my mom, because, man, my mom is like my hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Pooh Bear?
Oh, that's the same that goes for me, my mother. My mother's been a single parent for a while. She did a lot of stuff and a lot of things for people and for me. And I can definitely say that she's one of the people that I look up to the most and respect. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate everything she's ever done for me. Is, you know, you sometimes just don't tell your, you know, parents, you don't live with them like that. You just don't tell them how much you appreciate them enough. But I think that we should take time and show, you know, appreciation to the people, yep, you know, to our mothers, man. They go through a lot, you know.
I do.
They go through a lot. And dad.
Same like that, too.
Yeah, and dad do, too. You know, regardless of the situation, as long as you had a father that brought you into the help, you know, that gave the seed to your mother to help produce you, you should be grateful for life, because there's a lot of kids don't make it, you know. Parents make that decision not to have them, so. You know, be appreciative for the life that you get a chance to lead, because a lot of people don't even get a chance to see this life. You know, this life. So
that's right.
That's how I.
That's right.
Oh, pep up the mood, bro. Pep up the mood.
Okay, pep up the mood, girl. Before we over here crying and shit. Okay, yeah. Like, what the hell? This thing, we're just laughing and shit about all this shit, and they're over here talking about some crazy shit like that.
Before we change the subject, Brian has to tell you too, Brian, because
I'm sorry, girl. I have to say,
you know, my parents. If it wasn't for my parents, girl, I'll be up in jail. Okay.
Okay.
Girl, doing some stupid things, girl. As much stuff that they've done for me, you know, my mom passed in May of last year, so I have to be like very respected about that, because she gave me my life that you know, it's always been there for me and done stuff for me. So, but anyway, I gotta move on that.
Yeah,
because
you gotta start crying.
Let's see. Let's move it up to some music.
Yeah, put some music on. Why do we want music on?
Girl, we do have music in the background. You just can't hear it on your
side. I can't hear it.
No, you can't hear it on your side.
Okay.
But
you can hear it. Hopefully they can hear it.
Yeah, they can hear it. They can hear it, because I can hear it through my headphones. So they can hear it.
Okay, as long as they can hear it, that's fine.
So, who do you rather listen to? Rihanna or Britney Spears?
Right now, Rihanna.
Rihanna. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought, girl. Rihanna, girl, because, you know, she be singing some good-ass hits, girl. But I sure do love that new hit Britney came out with. Hold It Against Me, girl.
Yeah, that's good, but I don't like the video.
Yeah, the video really sucked.
Yeah, the video said
you never heard "Hold Me Against Me." Girl, I can't take you serious. How can you not? Girl, hold on. Let me hold.
Britney fell off the map for me. I don't know what.
Girl, let me put this over here so you can hear the music.
I like the last album. I like the last album.
So I liked her when she did the tour with Toxic and everything. That was when Britney, to me, was at the top of her game. And I really appreciated her back then, because she was coming out of her shell. She was doing all kinds of things. And then,
girl, can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it now.
See, that's Hold It Against Me by Britney. And if you don't know about that, go to YouTube and just type in "Hold It Against Me," Britney Spears, and you'll be able to hear it. So,
I think everything went down with her when she got hooked up with Kevin. I think that's when she went downhill bad, because mm-hmm. before she had the baby, before she met him, you know, she was on top of her game and she was, you know, making some good music. And then until she got pregnant and had those babies and started going crazy, I think that's when she went downhill. But I did love her comeback tour. The only thing different that I wish she did is sing in her tour, because, I mean, she's a good pop singer, but a real pop singer sings on tour. That's just me.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to really see it. Britney Spears has taken us on the roller coaster since she's been around. She can sit there and she'll come in and she'll do this big extravagant entrance and everybody loves her, and, you know, she's everybody's like every girl between the ages of 2 and 32 role model.
Okay, everybody wanted Britney Spears back in the day.
Everybody wanted a Britney Spears body and all this kind of crap. And to be truthfully honest, Kevin Federline, he played his fucking position. He sat there and he played background. He said, "Oh, she going through all this shit with JT. Let me get up in here and give her some of this. And I bet you I'm going to do something that she can just take back. I'm going to give her a kid." And it's exactly what he did. And now he was inside. And that's exactly that was his train ticket. He used that. Because now he had rights. He had parental rights.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. He had Britney.
Yep. All right. What about? Let's see. What do you think about Charlie Sheen right now?
Oh my gosh, he's a hot mess. Oh, good lord!
Can I say a hot training mess?
Yes, a hot training mess. I just watched his live tonight, guys. If you don't know, he was on Ustream, and he was partying. He was coked out. He was partying. You could tell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the end of his show, why did he put the camera, like, right next to his crotch? Like, the camera facing up his face. And, like really? I mean, he was a hot, super hot man.
Yeah, since he got fired from 2.5 Men Today.
I haven't really been into it as everybody else is into it. It's because of this. Charlie Sheen has one of the most hit shows on fucking TV right now.
Not no more, and girl, because he got fired. He got fired today.
He got fired. He got fired. He got fired.
Wait a minute. Fired or not, like I said, he has one of the most hot shows right now. Mm-hmm. This is the time when Charlie Sheen is about to sit up here and y'all sit up there and play some on big pedestal. He painted with fucking no time to breathe. He can't sit there and party and do what the fuck he wants to, so he just did what the fuck he wanted to do, and now everybody's here tripping out because he's going on this big ass, I'm sober, no I'm not, I'm sober, no I'm not. Man, this man's gonna milk this for everything that he can, and I would too. I would sit up there and give y'all the greatest turn on. You know why? Because any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, but all these people are thinking about now on their shows and stuff. He just got fired from 2.5 Men. I mean, what are they going to do? That's, he's like the fucking main character.
He's the main character. Well, they can't sit there and replace Charlie Sheen.
No, he can't. He is the guy. He is the person who made that show. And, I mean, you know, I like Charlie Sheen. I think he's a wonderful actor. And the same thing, you know what? The same thing happened for Robert Downey Jr. And he's an excellent actor. And he was in the same situation he is. What happened? He got cleaned up, and now look at him. He's making money. He's doing his thing. I just wish that, you know, he could, like, clean up and work, because he's awesome. When he's done doing his partying time, he's an awesome actor. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's a grown person. If this is what he wants to do, if he wants to party and he wants to do what he wants to do in his life, he's a grown man. But I would think that he would get sober and he would be better, because he's a good actor, and he's funny. He's hilarious.
I'm going to say this, and I'm through with it, about him, and it's this. Well, you got shows like Celebrity Rehab, and a couple of the episodes that I watched, I've heard several of the people on there say this, and it's key in Hollywood, all the way over in the area of L.A. and all that area. It don't take nothing for stars to get their hands on anything. Exactly. All a dealer has to do is hear that a major celebrity has a drug problem, because they get offered drugs at any gala they go to. They do it before, after, during. I mean, and there's more people in Hollywood coked out than there are in Mexico, okay?
Yeah.
Girl.
Sure, you can walk into any bathroom. You can walk into any bathroom in L.A. and find a 20 bag on the floor.
Okay, girl.
And you know, Robert Downey Jr., you know, he hires somebody. Like, kind of like a assistant, maybe like a babysitter, I don't know what you call it. So when he go around party and stuff happen like that, that guy is to protect from him from the dealers. Because, you know, when they go to, like, after parties, you know, from the show, you know there's going to be some dealers there. You know people know somebody there.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Charlie Sheen, when he gets clean, he needs to do that, because that's what Robert Downey Jr. did. And look at him. He's successful right now, too.
Girl, please tell me why Snoop, he said last night, I want to buy the most powerful drug ever. And he put, everyone knows Snoop Dogg is, you know, things about smokable, you know. And that why the rapper was on a mission in L.A. last night to buy $200 of a drug called Charlie Sheen, girl.
Shut up.
Girl, yes, he did. Girl, that's what his statement was.
I did not see that.
Yes, it is. Girl, you better go to somethingsomethingz.com, girl.
I'll take a second.
You know,
I'm going to give you a source, but I don't know the whole entire thing.
Girl, it's TMZ.com, girl. TMZ.com. Girl, I'm not going to blast out like that, but, you know, it's media, so they've already paid for the picture and the video. So you might as well just play the video on TMZ. It's on page 3, I believe. And it says,
yeah, you might as well. This is a public... You know,
I mean, it's public anyhow, so you might as well just go watch it.
Yeah, and sit there and hide some information like that.
Okay.
Like I said, you can sit there, man. Charlie Sheen is gonna be okay. Charlie Sheen is going through a patch in his life, and as soon as he straightens up, I don't know what let's see, in TV time, that'll be about 6 months, but in reality, it'll be about three. In about 3 months, he'll be on some other type of show or some other type of reality star. They're probably giving him his own reality TV show.
No, girl, he's going to be on Celebrity Rehab, girl. Celebrity Rehab. I guarantee. You don't think so? You don't think so?
Hell no. They'll have Charlie Sheen's reality show. Like, Dr. Whatever the fuck his name.
Dr. Fucking piece of shit. I don't like.
I like
the only thing I like Dr. Drew was on was
he was him and, on his show and shit.
Girl, only time I liked Dr. Drew was when back in the day he was with Adam. Dr. Drew and Adam on MTV.
What was it? Loveline? When you took about
Loveline. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean that's good, but I don't like him on that new Celebrity Rehab stuff.
I do. I like it.
Because,
I
don't know. It's just like he's a different person. Okay, for many years, all you talked about was fucking sex, and then now you're going to tell people not to do drugs? I mean,
he's
really?
An all-around psychologist.
I mean, that's just my
opinion. He's just not PhD in just sex. He's PhD in counseling, period.
Oh, I understand that.
So what's the actor, not this season, for the last season, him and his girlfriend went to rehab together. He was blind.
Oh, you talking about, yeah. I forgot that bitch name. I forgot the name.
He is clean and he looks good. And Drew helped him because he was down in his lump. I mean, you know, down, hunked really bad. And he's working now, and he's into TV shows now and everything. I think he's about to make a movie with Tom Hanks. I think I heard of that. But he's clean and everything, and he thinks through every day. So, I mean, if Drew could help him, and he was a meth addict, you know. Once you're in that meth, it's like that monkey on your shoulder, and it wants you to grab that pipe or whatever, the way you smoke it or whatever, and he was on that shit, and he lost his house. He lost his money. He lost everything from that. And that's worse than coke.
Okay. Dude, I know.
So I know.
But the worst on Celebrity Rehab was, I think they call him Flea or something like that. He was on the first one. And then he came on the second season by accident. They found him on the top of the roof trying to smoke crack. That had me.
No comment on that. No comment. Don't
that, even. Remember that. I remember that.
You remember that? They all were on top of the roof.
No, that kind of reminded me of somebody I know.
They were all trying to talk to him. They were like, yeah, come on. Get down. He's like, yeah. He goes, wait a minute. I have a couple more I got to go through.
Girl. Yeah. That reminds me of somebody I know.
That reminds me of people I know.
Okay. No names mentioned. La la la. Good, because only two of us on this conversation knows what we're talking about.
Okay.
And girl, it ain't you.
No. No.
Pooh Bear, hello.
Girl, I'm
yes,
here.
You're being quiet.
I'm not quiet. I just got to answer.
Girl, I know that, girl, but I was talking about something else that we know about whenever we're talking about smoking cheese. Okay, girl, hello.
Fine. You can never, ever in your life try to be subtle. Just ever.
Okay. No. Girl, this is a radio podcast, girl. This is to get,
you
know.
If you ever tell Brian to hold something, Brian cannot hold water. That bitch
girl,
will
I'm
tell
not,
it.
Girl, I'm not telling it all. I did not say anything, girl. All I said was smoking cheese. I mean, people know what we're talking about, girl. People don't, you know, people ain't stupid, girl.
You have to have the statement of Brian, don't tell nobody, but do not even say it.
Okay.
I can't take
Lord Jesus. Yeah, I need to go to church on Sunday.
You really
need to
do.
Go where?
I need to go to church on Sunday.
I thought I heard. I'll be going out then Saturday because, wait a minute.
Girl, I can't go to church on Sunday. I have to, we're doing the AIDS walk on Sunday.
Yep.
And I gotta cook brisket, potato salad, cheesy potatoes, and motherfucking salad and baked beans.
Don't make the listeners.
I'm doing a catering because that sounds like an entire buffet.
Thank you. Girl, because this is what happened. So, like, we have this one dude that always, like, cooks for us whenever we go do our walks and stuff for different charities for the bar. So, we're like, this time he couldn't do it because he has to go see his mom out of town or whatever. I don't know. Somebody he has to see. So, we're sitting there yesterday talking. I was talking with the owner about it, and she was like, yeah, he can't do it this year. He can't do it this time. And I don't know what I'm going to make. I said, girl, you know how she gives you that look?
A sad look or that?
No, look like, you know, like, oh, man, you know, what am I going to do? Yeah, girl. And I was like, well, I guess I can make a brisket, you know. How many people? 30? That's like 18-pound brisket I have to make. I said, then I got to make potato salad. I said, then we started talking about food, girls, and then I wasn't going to make no cheesy potatoes, but then I was talking to my friend about the cheese, you know, these cheese potatoes I make, and then all of a sudden, girl, we're like, you better add that to the menu because some people don't like potato salad.
Oh, well, this is too damn bad. If they don't want to eat it, they don't want to eat it. Hey, food is food.
Girl, okay, that bitch better get some damn brisket and some briskets and some baked beans only and leave the potato salad out.
I think about this completely different.
Girl, okay.
No, the reason being is because you talking about going on a walk and then y'all talking about eating. I mean, what are y'all trying to do?
Girl, I'm not walking, girl, this time. I got to work the rodeo on Sunday evening at 4 o'clock. So, I mean, you know.
California, we have a rodeo in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Houston's the fourth largest city in the United States, and
yeah.
Rodeo Houston is the biggest rodeo in the whole world. So,
yeah, in the whole world, right?
Yeah, in the whole world. The Houston is
a good rodeo. Y'all need to take a road trip and come to H-Town. If you don't know what H-Town, look in a map. Well,
just type in H-Town in Google.
Yeah, Google H-Town, and it will tell you where we're at.
It's not Hawaii, okay?
All right. Welcome back. And we really do appreciate that. Thanks for listening to us. And if you like to hear a special something that you want us to talk about on the air, we don't mind talking about several different things. You can join us. My Yahoo or my email is djbrian.moya. That's djbrian.moya@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to leave a message for Mimi, it's Mimi, M-I-M-I, Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-N, 2007, @yahoo. And that's her Y-I-M as well. Or for Pooh Bear, it's Doggie, D-O-G-G-I-E, 221. That's D-O-G-G-I-E, 221. @yahoo.com. Feel free to send us your comments, your request, whatever you want us to talk about. Feel free to send it to us and we'll get back to you. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more information.